Let's bring in Cliff Corso, Advisors Asset Management President and CIO. And Cliff, let's start on that point that Emily just made here. I mean, earnings growth of more than 30% for S&P 500 companies is not bad. And yet it does feel like the uncertainty around the Fed policy and now geopolitics has created this overhang.
Well, thanks for having me, first off. But that's exactly right. I mean, if you look at the condition of our economy and you look at the position that corporations are in, it's still a very positive scenario. We need to get used to the coming off the peak of these earnings numbers, but it doesn't mean we're going to zero, right? And so I think the numbers that that we're talking about here are still very, very solid. I think, though, as you point out, the earnings are solid, the economy is solid, certainly in the U.S., but there are a wall of worries that we're climbing, and we're going to have to climb this year, geopolitics and inflation and the Fed in particular.
Hey, Cliff, Brian Chung here. So I guess I want to ask about the uncertainty around the Fed policy this year, though, because we were talking about this with, Amir Pandit over at J.P. Morgan Asset Management. But when you hear Fed officials on one hand going, I'm calling for a 50 basis point hike in March, but then you have other Fed officials like Mary Daly saying, I don't know if I'm quite ready to make that call yet. As an investor, it's really hard to position for that, right? You see the fluctuations in Fed funds futures contracts. I mean, is it better to just sideline yourself right now and kind of ride the wave out, or are there places you can go right now?
Sure. I would not argue that one should sideline themselves. I think we have a saying, it's not timing in the market, it is time in the market. And if you can stretch back with any kind of patient lens, what you'll see, even in tightening scenarios, 12, 24 months forward, markets can do quite well. Certainly the equity markets historically over the last 30 years through tightening cycles had solid positive total returns. So, but I think it's really more about where you're allocating your capital within those risk sectors of the market. And with rates rising, a clear argument, and we're seeing it play out quickly actually, that areas such as value versus growth, where earnings are low or zero in many cases, those are long derated assets, meaning they're very sensitive to rising rates. So it's really going to be about repositioning for this regime shift and being smart about where the asset allocation is, and underweighting bonds, but not avoiding bonds. Just being smart again about the portfolio construction.
So let's talk a bit more about what that portfolio looks like. I mean, where are you allocating your capital? Are there any particular sectors that you're especially bullish on?
Sure. And again, our overall thesis, just to frame it out for the viewers, is that we do think the economy is going to be very, very solid this year, somewhere perhaps north of 4% in GDP, very, very solid year. Earnings will be strong, as we just touched upon. But we have to look at that in the context of rising rates and inflation that we think is going to be persistently sticky because there are structural things going on now, not transitory, structural things going on in wages, and structural things going on in shelter costs that we think that genie is out of the bottle. So we think that's going to be a challenge for the Fed. The Fed will remain behind the curve for the year. That said, where we're allocating our capital is we're overweighting equity, underweighting fixed income. Again, not zero. We want a balanced portfolio. Within fixed income, the things we do like are very short-durated, yield-oriented sectors of the market, like short-duration, high yield. We also really like bank loans. And the particular reason there is we think default rates will be very, very low. And very importantly, bank loans have a floating rate structure. That means as the Fed raises rates, maybe upwards of six odd times this year or more, the coupon will reset higher and higher. So it's a very defensive way to play the fixed income markets. Within equities.
No, go ahead. Finish it.
Okay, sure. Within equities, we do like, as I said, value versus growth. You know, value's had a really tough time over a decade, and it's been all about growth. And of course, we have seen rates come down and down, and been one of the benefits to the growth sector of the market. But that's clearly shifting. I think the year-to-date numbers for value versus growth show that both are down, but value in the S&P 500 is down about 2% or less. Growth is about 10% plus down. We think that continues to play out. Within value, we do like banking. Banking, we think, is a good place to be. Our assumption, again, being the economy doesn't roll over. We do like dividend-paying stocks. Dividends have been a very small part of total return in the last decade, 17%. Historical averages, 40 almost 50%. We think dividends will be a much more important component of total return for 2022.
Need to get the full picture on the equity side of things. Thanks so much. Cliff Corso, Advisors Asset Management President and CIO. Thanks so much for stopping by.